There are a lot of videos circulating online showing Western Christian pastors talking about the inherent problems of low marriage rates in the West, something which was apparent for a long time, but only as of late have these pastors started to actually notice it. But there is a problem. None of these pastors seem to understand reality, that Western modernity is fundamentally corrupted and what they perceive as solutions are simply impossible. They're out of touch. In a previous video on this channel, self-improvement culture was discussed and how most of it is essentially cope. It is important to improve oneself as a Christian, but this does not guarantee any real-world success financially, relationally, or socially. Why? Because the individual Christian young man is not the source of these problems. They can be, but most of the time they are not. The West is under foreign occupation, ideologically speaking, and this means that the system we take for granted is slowly being rigged against the average Westerner. Many people over the age of 35 simply do not understand this, and they can't because they are not in the shoes of younger people. Or at least they have a purely ideological, not real understanding and perception of the cultural and economic reality young Christians are forced to live in. For this video, we'll focus on so-called Christian dating and relationships, specifically on why it no longer works in the classical sense and why previous generations are unable to properly comprehend this. This will likely be one video in a longer series discussing the problems of modernity in relationship to Christianity. So, let's take a look at a few clips which have been circulating online from Gen X, Millennial, Boomer, Protestant, Western Christian pastors on why men are supposedly the problem when it comes to relationships.
A guy who's in his late 20s, early to mid 30s, still doesn't have a woman, still doesn't have children on the horizon, is a very selfish and self-indulgent human being. And he is just going to vote for socialists to take care of him from womb to tomb rather than being a grown man who carries his own responsibilities for his family.
You might be eager to obey the command, but can't find anybody who's willing to marry you. So you have to look at yourself in the way that Paul described marriage in Ephesians 5. He basically says that a husband is like a savior to his wife. And I think the burden really lies with men to see themselves as those who rescue women from loneliness.
They are not moving forward. They're not getting jobs. They're not starting careers. They're not leaving their parents' home. They're not launching independently. You just decide, you know what? My goal is to mature, to take on responsibility, figure out my degree or my trade or my job, find my wife, buy my house, you know, start my responsibility. How many of you older guys agree with me on this point? It's an amazing opportunity.
These clips highlight the level of disconnect between Gen Z and previous generations. This Protestant pastor in this clip, after years of seemingly ignoring the obvious problem, has finally realized that Westerners are not getting married and not having kids. His solution, as strange as it is to shame men. The few men who are still showing up to Protestant churches, as it turns out, are already shamed by the world. Since modernity is positioned against young Western men, it's beyond insulting then that upon showing up to a church, they are berated for not being married, which is usually beyond their control. Essentially, the message from most pastors, just like the message from influencers like Jordan Peterson, is that men are the problem. And the reasons why men lack families and economic stability, amongst other things, is because they simply haven't stepped up. This is pure idiocy. Most young men are looking for marriage and family, and they are willing to bear responsibilities that come along with that. Most young men are or have pursued young Christian women, and most of the time they've either been rejected or ended up in validation relationships in which women use men for attention and emotional support. Neither of these is sufficient, yet this is the reality for most young Christian men in the West, if you actually talk to them. The situation is this. The Western system is fundamentally broken as a result of decades of ideological rot. All major social institutions have been infiltrated in some form. Universities, schools, churches, media, entertainment, and so on. In the context of this video, relationships, feminism has been injected into all of these institutions in one form or another, and this leads to a corrupted legal system which favors divorce, and a social narrative which de-emphasizes the role of traditional marriage and particularly having children. the church has not been immune to this. Most rhetoric in the modern Western mainstream church, particularly Protestant churches, is in favor of progressive feminist ideas, which would have been seen as radical just 50 or 60 years ago. But because they occurred more than a generation ago, they're just taken for granted and they're not questioned at all. For example, many older Christians believe that dating is the act of a man pursuing a woman until she inevitably accepts the request, upon which time you date, get married, and start a family. Many older Christians also believe that a man and his wife both have equal authority in the household and the church, an idea which became popular in the 70s. How many female church leaders do you see? How many overly emotional church sermons or worship services do you see? This is not normal, nor is it trad or based or anything like that. It's ridiculous. Young women, Christian or not, are not encouraged to get married by most churches. They are fed a watered-down version of the same feminist rhetoric you would find in a secular university. They softly speak about the same female liberation ideas, like starting a career, focusing on discovering yourself, and focusing on oneself before finding a husband. By the time all is said and done, most women are in their late 20s or early 30s before they even consider getting married seriously. And once they do get married, they marry men who they do not respect nor honor. This highlights another issue. Women in the church are not taught right identity, biblically speaking. Many women live in insecurity perpetually and desire continual validation from men to cope with this. Men who do not understand their role as a guy will give women they find attractive this validation. Eventually, some of them will get married, but the problem is women do not have respect for men who continually validate them and focus solely on them. The problem should be obvious, and these marriages end in divorce, which is not biblical, or in situations where the wife controls her husband, which is also not biblical. It never ends. Chances are, and perhaps this is a bold claim, but many of the pastors in these clips are probably in this position themselves, either in unhappy marriages or in marriages where the husband must appease his wife, by either allowing her to control him, or at least by refraining from talking about particular issues like women leaders in the church, or other touchy social issues or regime talking points. These Christian women understand that they can withhold certain things from their husbands, which will compel them to change. This is not biblical. When was the last time a church leader got on stage and talked about how the legal system or schooling system and media and entertainment apparatus are all rigged against young men? Or how young Western men are the object of unparalleled scorn by all corners of society? Older Christian pastors don't talk about this stuff because they're either out of touch or they are fundamentally weak. They are scared of actually addressing real-world problems out of the fear of offense. Complaining about men not stepping up is a convenient topic for them to focus on because it isn't true. And because it isn't true, their job is not on the line if they talk about it. There's no shortage of jobs for people at Carry Water for that. If anyone needs to step up, it is these church pastors, ironically, who allow the West to fall around them while they do nothing to save it. Despite the rhetoric of attacking young men for being the problem, the opposite is ironically true. Young men who take care of themselves, prioritize God, and are socially and politically aware are some of the only people who are not part of the problem. They call out real issues, and they are slandered by those in the church for doing so. So who was the real problem again? Let's take a moment to highlight what is actually going on socially, economically, and relationally. The Western world is under ideological attack, and it has been for some time. It took a long time for the church to even start discussing this, given that it might cause offense. Finally, inevitably, after the world moved on and started to actually discuss these issues in a secular sense, the church has finally caught up. For the context of this video, relationships and dating are simply non-existent in any classical sense. Most people rely on hookups, short-term relationships, validation friendships, or nothing at all. None of these produce children, which is the biblical goal of relationship, and this means that the population will not even reach replacement levels in the West. As redundant and overstated as it is, it must be said again. All major Western institutions, including many mainstream churches, teach women to be independent from men and not yield themselves to a husband in marriage or family. This means most Christian women are no different than secular women beyond not sleeping around. Unlike what older people believe, like the pastor in the clip, the quality of a guy does not guarantee marriage and a family in this day. In fact, it has basically no bearing on it anymore. Having wealth, personality, a stable career, and so on may get you attention from women, but this does not translate to traditional, stable marriage. Even famous influencers today, for example, with everything seemingly going for them, get nothing more than hookups or short-term relationships or broken marriages. The age-old adage of pursuing women simply isn't applicable anymore. Young men in and out of the church are shamed for pursuing women they are interested in, ironically, resulting in drama, gossip, and slander for doing so. The church rarely addresses these issues because chances are the wives of the leaders are also engaged in this feministic gossip and nonsense. Paul in the Bible explicitly warns against this type of behavior. Pursuing women in this day and age, therefore, is basically the equivalent of yielding to the system, as it empowers young women to continue on in their unchristian ways, knowing that they will receive validation from men chasing them whenever they desire. It puts men into a position of weakness, and it rarely ends in any level of success. Classically, men could actually pursue women because women had feminine characteristics and a developed understanding of the world. Today, however, women are taught to essentially act like men, argumentative and independent, sassy, loud, etc., and they are taught that marriage is a proxy for patriarchal control, so essentially something to be avoided. Even in the more so-called based right-wing parts of society, marriage is still framed by these institutions in the West as an agreement between a man and a woman in which the man must provide all for a woman without the woman necessarily providing anything in return, like children or even respect. What's more, most modern marriages are gauged based off of excitement and the so-called spark that the couple feel towards each other. Women who are kept on edge and in desperation may stay longer, but most women who are provided with peace and stability will claim that they're bored, and claim that there is no spark, and divorce or life difficulty for the husband is just around the corner. This is unfortunately the case when you look around. This happens in the church just as much as anywhere else, in fact perhaps more so because there is a compulsion to get married rather than have hookups or short-term relationships. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of marriage in which the act of marriage is all about achieving self-serving ends rather than about sacrificing for one another. Biblical marriage has nothing really to do with friendship or happiness, although these are things which come along with marriage. But this is not taught in the church. Relationships and marriage taught in the church often revolves around a man providing continual so-called happiness to his wife. Biblical marriage is all about sacrifice for one another. It is about producing children and selflessly raising them, even though it can be difficult. And even if you're not having children, it's about helping one another to continue on and grow in the faith. It is not just about pursuing happiness. It cannot really be made any clearer. If marriage is understood to be about romance, happiness, and attraction, it will never last. It will end in resentment or divorce or continual arguments. The church needs to posit marriage as it is described biblically and classically, as a partnership in the flesh to suffer with one another and help one another, and to raise a godly family if it is possible. In the same way that God loved us, Jesus loved the church, his bride, that is how marriage needs to be posited in the church. It is a mutual relationship based off of self-sacrifice and respect. So to zoom out from just a relationship focus and get to the crux of this video, the real important element, it is young men. The harsh reality is that in the Western church, particularly in Protestant churches, young men are the target of ridicule, not only by feministic women, but by previous generations of men who believe that the bad life situations young men find themselves in is purely a result of their own incompetence or laziness. Again, this completely ignores harsh truths about societal infiltration and foreign ideas controlling the West, which no one, especially older people, want to talk about, since it might be deemed conspiratorial or offensive or whatever. So they default to shaming young men a lot of the time for things outside of their control. The importance of this cannot be overstated. This is really the most crucial part of this whole topic. Young men are leaving most Western churches. Currently, over 60% of the Western Church is composed of women and less than 40% are men, most of whom are older men. Young men truly do not have a spiritual home in this culture, instead turning to ungrounded online content, which, while it may be true sometimes, does not provide a communal foundation that Christianity does. The few exceptions are Orthodox churches, which do appear to be seeing an uptick in young men, but beyond this, the church, broadly speaking, as a whole, is not positioned to be even remotely attractive to young men, and this is a problem. So make no mistake, this is to some extent the fault of pastors, their weaknesses, their subservience to their wives, and their unwillingness to call out real social issues, either out of fear or out of a complete lack of awareness. There is no shortage of positions for people willing to shame young men. There is no risk in that. The regime literally wants pastors to do that. It is not controversial, it is not edgy, and it is not even true what they claim. At this point in time, more than ever, the church needs to bring in young men. Most young men are spiritually lost. They are searching for meaning, community, order, and honor. Modern mainstream churches, especially Protestant churches, provide few of those things. And if anything, they come across as weak followers of the prevailing regime narrative. Slaves to the system which seeks to ironically destroy it. Why would anyone want to be a part of a congregation which claims to follow Jesus but just follows the culture? Modern mainstream Protestantism has the outward appearance of weakness, conformity, and a feminine spirit. Barely anything about it seems heroic, relevant, or countercultural to the world. If you save the young men, they will help save the world. They will lead the young women, and together they will reform Western society back towards the Christian ideal and values it once had. To get there, young Christians and older Christians who are willing to listen have to take back their churches from these weak ideologues who are unwilling to speak the truth. Not all churches have to be political, but when these leaders are actively counter-signaling young men and are acting as mouthpieces for anti-Christian sentiment, they need to be called out. If young men and passionate Christians as a whole organize together, they can force conversations in church. They can put pressure on pastors to either speak the truth or resign from their positions. They can force change by infiltrating positions in the church and then using these positions to actually speak the truth. The truth about this situation we find ourselves in. This is about our society. This is about our countries. We have to actually fight for them. Young people must be loving and kind, but also uncompromising in their drive to seek the truth and make sure that those speaking lies in the church or compromising to worldly ideals are called out for it and removed from places of influence. God forbid that liars stand on stage and lead everyone into a ditch. Because as was stated earlier, the goal needs to be, in part, focus on young men, not shaming them, not blaming them for things outside of their control, but helping them. Because if you save young men, they will help save the world, which desperately needs saving right now.